Imagine someone entering Padre Pio's confessional and telling a lie directly to his face. Well, there were some individuals who dared to make this mistake. Stay tuned to hear the stories and the lessons behind them. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's stories are sourced from the book Padre Pio, a Catholic priest who worked miracles and bore the wounds of Jesus Christ on his body, by Brother Michael Diamond. Within its pages, we encounter two profound anecdotes from Padre Pio's confessional that highlight an important point. There are no secrets before the Lord. Padre Pio, gifted with the ability to discern souls, knew exactly who approached confession with a sincere and repentant heart, and who, on the other hand, came to waste his time. So, without further ado, let's hear what Brother Michael Diamond had to say. He shared, from 1918 to 1923, Padre Pio dedicated an astounding 15 to 19 hours each day hearing confessions. In the 1940s and 50s, these hours were somewhat less, but still quite long, typically about 5 to 8 hours daily. Remarkably, the average confession to Padre Pio lasted only 3 minutes. According to one estimate, Padre Pio heard approximately 5 million confessions during his lifetime. The demand for his spiritual guidance was so high that people often had to wait 2 or 3 weeks for their turn. The number of people became so large that it was necessary to open an office to give out numbered tickets indicating a person's place in line for Padre Pio's confessional. This numbering system began in January 1950. Furthermore, recognizing the need for fairness and order amidst the overwhelming demand, a new rule was introduced. No one could confess to Padre Pio more than once every 8 days. And this brings us to our story. One day, a man from Padua, having already confessed to Padre Pio, attempted another confession before the 8-day waiting period had passed. To bypass the wait, he lied about the number of days that had passed since his last confession to Padre Pio. However, little did he know, his lying would be in vain. You see, upon entering the confessional, Padre Pio promptly dismissed him and sternly confronted him about his lie. After getting kicked out, the man said with tears in his eyes, "I've told many lies during my lifetime, and I thought I could deceive Padre Pio too." So, this man attempted to deceive Padre Pio. But unfortunately for him, or perhaps fortunately, Padre Pio possessed supernatural knowledge. So the man learned the hard way that no lie goes unnoticed. Since God knows everything we do, and lying is a sin, there is no sense in attempting to gain anything through lying. Now, while the story doesn't explicitly say, I can imagine this encounter prompted the man to change his ways. However, he was not the only one who sought to deceive Padre Pio. Another man entered Padre Pio's confessional, but with the intention to test him. He wanted to see if Padre Pio could pick up that he was lying. He told Padre Pio that he had not come to confess his sins, but to request prayers for a relative. However, this wasn't true, and Padre Pio knew it immediately. Padre Pio responded by striking him across the face and commanding him to leave the confessional. In conclusion, Padre Pio insisted that every confession be a genuine act of conversion. He refused to tolerate dishonesty and a confession of sin. He was very hard on those who offered excuses, insincere words, or lacked a resolute commitment to change. He demanded complete honesty and frankness from each penitent, along with genuine contrition. Many of Padre Pio's penitents claimed that, when in his confessional, they would experience the awesome impression of being before the judgment seat of God. But if the penitent wasn't honest, or just read through the list of his or her sins, without a firm resolution to change, Padre Pio would often growl, "Get out!" So, considering what was just said, let's refresh our memories about what constitutes a valid confession. First, there must be a genuine sorrow for sin, known as contrition. We must be sorry for offending God. To be clear, though, the sacrament of confession does not require the actual shedding of tears. Fear of punishment or desire for reward are also valid forms of contrition. It's highly advisable to pray for the grace of contrition. It can be as simple as begging, "O most Holy Ghost, please grant me the grace of contrition, that I may truly hate my sins." Second, there must be a sincere desire to amend one's life. In other words, you must have the sincere intention to avoid sin in the future. Third, one must confess their sins to a priest. You must confess at least all mortal sins, in kind and number, since your last good confession. It is also advisable to confess venial sins, especially those you struggle with most. However, there is no requirement to confess all venial sins, as that could be a practical impossibility. And finally, performing the assigned penance. One should perform the penance as soon as possible, preferably in the church as soon as you leave the confessional. Despite perceptions of harshness, Padre Pio's actions were driven by his profound understanding of the gravity of sin and its offense against God, the ultimate good. Therefore, let us remember Padre Pio's example when approaching confession, always seeking to do so with a contrite heart and sincere desire to change our sinful ways. May Our Lady and Padre Pio intercede for us and guide us on our journey of repentance. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.